The Mishnah Masechta Me'ila Daf Tes Amud Aleph discusses at length the various halachas that apply to every carbon. And almost all the kabbanis that the Mishnah mentions, although, of course, the subject of our Masechta and the main purpose of the Mishnah is to teach us Hilchas Me'ila, but the Mishnah also teaches us all the other halachas that apply to kabbanis. Nicer, Pigel. And one of the psulim, one of the disqualifications that is often mentioned in the Mishnah is the psul of lina. The Mishnah, in discussing one of the varieties of carbon, discusses shtei alechem and lechem aponim. And there's a machlokes rishonim if lechem aponim has a psulina. That machlokes rishonim depends on what is the girs of our Mishnah. If when the Mishnah mentions lechem aponim, does the Mishnah also include lina or not? What is the question dependent on? We know that on every Shabbos, the lechem aponim was, the old lechem aponim was distributed to the Kohanim, the new lechem aponim was put into the Shulchan. And the question is there a time limit by when the lechem aponim must be eaten? There are some opinions that say that the lechem aponim must be eaten by, like all kachim kachim. We know when we learned Masechta Menachos, the Gemara very often compared lechem aponim to, the Gemara very, very often compared lechem aponim to a carbon mincha. And just like a carbon mincha, we know it's kachim kachim, and the halacha of lechem aponim is eaten liyoyim v'layla. Therefore, the same halacha is by the lechem carbon mincha is eaten liyoyim v'layla, so too is the halacha by lechem aponim. On the other hand, there are rishonim that are of the opinion the lechem aponim can be eaten all week. It didn't have to be eaten up by Matzah Shabbos. And if we have in the Mishnah the girs of lina, that obviously is the opinion that holds the lechem aponim has to be eaten up by Matzah Shabbos, Yoyim V'layla. That's the opinion of the Rambam. That's the opinion of the Bar Tanura and of the Tosfos Yontif. Rabbeinu Yoina, on the other hand, is of the opinion that the lechem aponim had to be eaten within the week, but there was no requirement that it had to be eaten up l'yoyim v'layla. And the machlokes will be, do we include the word lina in the Mishnah or not? In fact, some of the Rishonim want to suggest that this question about the lechem aponim, by when must it be eaten, is connected to another shaila. We know you're not supposed to fast on Shabbos. So there are those Rishonim that want to suggest that lechem aponim, if the lechem aponim had to be eaten on Shabbos, then that's how we know one may not fast on Shabbos. If, however, lechem aponim did not have to be eaten on Shabbos, but lechem aponim did not have to be eaten on Shabbos, then obviously this cannot be a source to how we're allowed to eat, how we can know that we're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. There's a very interesting Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Simen Tov Reish Yud Beis, Hilchas Yom Kippurim, Sifkotn Vov, quotes a Maril. The Magen Avraham is actually referring to the Ramah. The Ramah there in Simen Tov Reish Yud Beis, Sif Yud, Paskins. Mota Liga B'Yom Kippurim Ba'oichlim U'mashkim Litan L'Ktanim. One may handle food on Yom Kippur to give them to children. v'lechashinen, and we're not concerned, says the Rama, shiyoichel or yishta imiga, that if you come to touch food, you may come to eat or drink the food. That's the opinion of the Rama. The Magen Avraham, quoting a Maril, disagrees with the Rama, and his basis is actually a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, in Masech the Pesachim, Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet, discusses what happens if Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos. As we said at the beginning of this year, the Lechem Aponim was distributed every Shabbos. And now the question is, and eaten every Shabbos, what's going to be the halacha on Yom Kippur that Shabbos? Obviously, we may not eat the lechem upon him. And says the Yerushalmi that when Yom Kippur fell on Shabbos, they would only give out the lechem upon him in the evening. It's not a problem with the opinions that we cited earlier, that you're not allowed to eat, that to have a time frame by when the lechem aponim have to be eaten, because, as we said, the lechem aponim is no worse than any other kachim kachim, that the shear is yoyim v'layla, so you could eat it matzah Shabbos, matzah Yom Kippurim, but the halacha is that says the Yerushalmi, since we can't eat the lechem aponim on Shabbos, Yom Kippur, it should be waited to be distributed till the evening, because we're not supposed to hold food on Yom Kippur, because we're concerned that you may come to eat that food. So from here, says the Magen Avraham, is actually a raya, not like the Rama. We have a raya here that one may not touch food on Yom Kippur. The Dogon Ravava disagrees in understanding that Yerushalmi that way. He says that the Yerushalmi doesn't mean that you're not allowed to distribute the lechem aponim on Shabbos Yom Kippur. What it means to say is that you should make sure to do it by Matzah Shabbos, because by tomorrow it'll be too late. Moreover, says the Dogon Ravava, even if we learn Poshe Pshat in the Magen Avraham and the Yerushalmi, that you're not supposed to hold food, deal with food on Yom Kippur, it's not a compelling raya that you're not allowed to deal with any food. Because perhaps, says the Dogon Ravava, lechem aponim, which as we discussed at the beginning of this year, has a time frame by which you must eat it up. It has to be eaten up yoyim v'layla. We know yoyim v'layla means actually til chatzos. So there, if you'll give it out on Yom Kippur Shabbos, you may come to eat it. Other foods that don't come with these rules don't necessarily have the same halacha, that you can't hold them on Yom Kippur. Other achronim say that this question is very much connected to the machlokes rishonim that we discussed at the beginning of the shiur. The opinion that holds that there is lina by lechem aponim. But if you hold it, there is no lina by lechem aponim, and you have all week to eat it. So certainly it's not a raya one way or the other. The Mishnah Berurah, the Rama in Siman Tov Reish Yud Beis, Sif Yud, is very clear in paskening that, not like the Magen Avraham, that one may handle food on Yom Kippur, and so too is the opinion, and that's the way the Mishnah Berurah paskens, and he says it's not comparable to chametz, because chametz, on Pesach, we're Baruch Hashem allowed to eat. We're just not allowed to eat chametz, and therefore, if you're going to touch chametz, you may come to eat it. On Yom Kippur, we were not allowed to eat any food. And also says the Mishnah Berurah, Amos Yoim Hadinalov, a person is walking around with the fear of Yom Kippur. We're not concerned. We're not concerned, and you're allowed to hold food. And the Mishnah Berurah even goes a step further. He says that even if you're holding food because you want to feed it to your child, says the Mishnah Berurah, let's say the child is old enough to eat it, to take care of himself, he says there's no reason there's no reason not to hold it. You could hold it even if you don't have to. The Paiskim also point out that there is no concept, there is no concern of muksa, because since it's mutter to be fed to a child, therefore it's not considered muksa. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tuf Reish Yud Aleph in Hilchos Yom Kippur indeed paskins, and there also we have a very clear ride that the Shulchan Aruch also holds you could hold, you could deal with food on Yom Kippur, because the Shulchan Aruch says V'tiru L'kanev Yerek, they allowed us to prepare vegetables with tzoy goizim, open up nuts min amincha l'mala k'shechal b'chol. When Yom Kippur comes out during the week, we're allowed to do it. He says ve'idna nagel aser, because we're concerned, says the Mishnah Berurah, not because you're not allowed to hold food. The concern is that we're going to allow you to start preparing food. You may prepare food even earlier in the day. And from here, it's also clear that the Shulchan Aruch is only discussing at what part of the day may I or may I not prepare food, but doesn't see that there's any issue in touching food. However, I did see that the opinion of the Kaf HaChaim and other Achronim is that if there's no point, touching the food, you're not feeding the food to a child, and you're not preparing it, particularly the way we just learned, you're really not supposed to prepare food on Yom Kippur, then the halacha actually is that one should not shaloi letzorech hold food. Especially according to the Magen Avraham, we certainly can understand why that chumrah is a very appropriate chumrah.